Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Thanks so much for being here with us on this Tuesday afternoon. And we got a great show for you. Second hour, Ask Me Anything, Tim Staples. First hour, Ask Me Anything, Dr. Carla Broussard. And you are welcome to call whether you're Catholic or not. You got a question about the Catholic faith? Is there a Catholic doctrine that you think, why do they teach that? Why do they believe that? Why do they hold that? You are welcome to call. I'm saying they, assuming that you're not Catholic, but Catholics are also welcome to call. 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. You might have noticed I stumbled over that phone number a little bit because there's another phone number everywhere around me in the studio. Because in addition to Ask Me Anything this hour, we're also going to try to raise a little bit of money because we have to pay for this radio program. It goes out all over the world for free. We share it with anybody who wants to broadcast it for free. And we're able to do that, not because we're such great people, but because people step up and pay for it. And that's what we are asking you to do today. It costs about maybe $225,000 roughly for each quarter. And so we come to you to try to raise that amount each quarter. And that number is 888-291-8000. If you're ready to make a pledge to support Catholic Answers Live and keep it on all around the world, 888-291-8000. Let me tell you about our situation. We've got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. That means anybody who calls and pledges any amount, a dollar or $15,000, up to $15,000, it will all be matched. That number is 888-291-8000. By the way, I'm going to shout when we get our first call. When the first call comes, you'll know because I'll shout out. But right now we've got 10 of our colleagues on the phones ready to take your calls, and we are awaiting that first call, which usually takes a little while because I'm just springing this on you now. But again, that number is 888-291-8000. In addition to matching every pledge up to $15,000 this hour, also, if it's a new pledge, if you've never given to Catholic Answers before, and whatever amount you give in, it's going to be double matched. So if you're like one of those folks who's like, I've listened, but I've never given, well, this is your opportunity to get your money tripled because it will be matched twice. If you give us 100, it will become 300 to us right now. There it is. First call. There it is. That wasn't much of a shout. That was more of a, but there it is, our first call. Also, if you are able and you can give $500 or more, every gift of $500 or more is also double matched. 888-291-8000. Here to handle the hard work this hour. That is the job of answering the questions. Dr. Carla Broussard. Welcome, Dr. Broussard.
Hey, Cy Kellett. Great to be on with you, man.
We're glad to have you.
I like that response to that first call. That was quite some excitement.
I know.
There,
I can't
buddy.
Do that for every call, though. There's our second call, though. All right. We got two on right now. 888-291-8000. You're the guy we go to start these pledge drives now. Have you noticed that? We've been putting you on the first hour a lot?
That's news to me, man.
You never noticed that it was hour one?
I never noticed, no. And we're going to take a swing at it, I suppose, today and try to get some people to call in and pledge their support to keep Catholic Answers Live up and going and roaring better than ever. Maybe we can use some lingo from old Trump there. Catholic Answers, make it great. Keep on making it great.
Don't say make it great again,
ever.
Though. That makes it
We're going to go into a new golden age of Catholic Answers.
That's
man.
It, a
this
new golden age
right
of Catholic
right
Answers. You know, some ways, Carlo, and I noticed that we have three callers on, and I'll give out that number again. If you'd like to call and ask your question of Dr. Broussard, 888-318-7884. That's not the pledge drive number. That's the number to get into this studio to ask your question. Let me give it one more time, and then we'll move on. 888-318-7884. I kind of do feel like it is a golden age for Catholic Answers. We have never had so many people call, not to argue, and we don't mind if people want to argue, if people want to, complain, if people want to work out whatever difficulty they have with the Catholic. We don't mind. That's all fine. But we get so much less of that and so much more I'm really thinking about coming into the church. Here's my last obstacle, or here's my last three obstacles. It's an exciting time to be in Catholic media.
Yes, I would agree 100%. You do have that sense of openness from the callers that does seem to be more than what it was previously. And the Spirit is obviously moving in the hearts of people across the country. We see it here, particularly in our diocese of Tulsa and Eastern Oklahoma, where Catholic Answers Live is aired. Thanks be to God, to St. Michael Catholic Radio here in the local area. And we have conversions by the droves. We had 95 people go through OCIA and came into the church this past Easter Vigil, 32 of whom were baptized. And guess what, Cy? This summer, we have 50 people signed up for a summer OCIA program. It's a summer program that we're doing that's unique. And then we'll be starting a new one. And that's in large part due to people being introduced to the Catholic faith through Catholic Answers Live, which is aired here locally. And so for those listening, if you want people to continue to come into the church and to experience the fullness of truth and life of Catholicism, then you need to call in right now at 888-291-8000 and pledge your financial support so that Catholic Answers can continue producing, as our colleague and good friend Trent Horn said in a recent meeting, not content, but works of art.
Really?
We want to produce works of art that move people's hearts and minds to come to know and love Jesus Christ, to know and love the fullness of the faith
that
has communicated to us. And Catholic Answers Live can do that with the support of people listening right now. So call in, 888-291-8000.
Make that pledge right now. 10 lines open. I'll just give the matches again, and then I'm going to go to the phones and let Carlo let Carlo answer some questions. But we've got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match available right now. Anybody gives in any amount, 888-291-8000. But there are two double matches in addition to that. If you're a new donor, if you've never given to Catholic Answers before, it will be double matched. And if you are able to make a pledge of $500 or more, that too will be double matched. 888-291-8000. Going down to San Antonio, Texas, where Stephen is listening on the great Guadalupe Catholic Radio Network. Stephen, thanks for starting us off today. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Broussard.
Okay, my question has to do with the sacrifice of the Mass. I've heard that there's two teachings about it, and the first teaching goes like this, that during the sacrifice of the Mass, Jesus Christ's sacrifice is perpetuated and continued throughout time and space, and that when we have the sacrifice of the Mass, we are actually making the sacrifice present that he did 2,000 years ago during the sacrifice. So there's an actual sacrifice occurring of Christ. And the second teaching is, no, it's just a memorial. It's just that the bread and wine symbolize his sacrifice, and we're remembering his sacrifice, but there is no actual sacrifice occurring during the Mass. And I was just wondering, what's going on during the sacrifice of the Mass?
Yeah. Okay, Stephen, this is a fantastic question, my friend. And there's actually a third option, all right? So notice how, with regard to the sacrifice of Christ being quote unquote present in the Mass, you articulated a view that is a permitted theological opinion for Catholics that we are, in a sense, at the foot of the cross, that the historical event of the past is somehow made present in a mystical way, and that, you know, John, Mary Magdalene, and the mother of Jesus were no more really at the foot of the cross than we are at the Mass. That would be one view of how to articulate the church's teaching that the Mass is the single sacrifice of Christ. But within that category, Stephen, there's actually another way in which we can articulate the presence of Christ's single sacrifice in the Mass that doesn't go to the other extreme of saying, oh, it's just a memorial and only symbolic, right? That would be a denial of the church's teaching that the sacrifice of Christ is not present and it's merely a symbol. So what is this other view? This other view, Stephen, is that Christ's sacrifice is present in the Mass by way of operation, by way of causality, by way of Christ's sacrifice bringing about our redemption, and that it's present in a mystical way in that sense. And this is kind of rooted in the Epistle of Hebrews, which teaches us in Hebrews chapter 7 through chapter 8 on through chapter 9, that Christ has entered into the heavenly sanctuary as our heavenly high priest, and he must have something to offer, the author of Hebrews says in Hebrews 8, 1 through 3. So what could he possibly be offering or making present to the Father And it would be his single sacrifice. So from the theology of the author of Hebrews, we have this idea of Christ forever presenting the single sacrifice he offered in a bloody way on the cross historically, in an unbloody manner to the Father perpetually. And so it's not another sacrifice. It's not a re-crucifixion of Jesus. It's the same offering of his body and blood that he forever makes present in the heavenly sanctuary. As the author of Hebrews says, unlike the priest of old who have to take in the blood of the bulls year after year after year, Christ takes his blood into the heavenly sanctuary once and for all. And the Mass is a participation in that heavenly sacrifice, such that the single sacrifice of Christ is present to us insofar as that single sacrifice effects redemption and salvation here and now in our souls. So you have these two ways, Stephen, of articulating the church's understanding of the sacrifice of Christ being made present at the Mass. You have this literal way of, like, we're at the foot of the cross, which is a permitted theological opinion, and this other way of the sacrifice of Christ being present by way of operation. But what we deny and reject as Catholics is the other extreme that says, well, the Mass is merely only a memorial of the sacrifice of Jesus. And that's something that we reject, because the church has infallibly taught us that the Mass is the single sacrifice, the representation or making present of the one sacrifice of Jesus, because we have the same victim, Jesus, the same one offering the sacrifice, Jesus, in the person of the priest, to the same object that would be the Father. And so that's sort of the parameters there, Stephen. The church has not given us any sort of definitive statement as to the precise way in which the single sacrifice of Christ is represented in the Mass. That's why Catholics can differ in their theological opinions as to how to articulate that very presence. What do you think of that, Stephen? Is that helpful for you, my friend?
I kind of feel like you're saying that there is an actual sacrifice occurring then, right? It's like perpetuated throughout time.
Well, it would not be in a, it would be the single sacrifice, whether you articulate it on the view where we're at the foot of the cross or the view right. of Jesus' sacrifice operating here and now, there is a perpetuation, a making present of a single offering of Jesus, such that what is made present, Stephen, is not some other re-offering of Jesus, because that would imply the first one was insufficient, which we deny. At the same time, we do not say that this making present of the sacrifice of Christ is in a bloody manner with all of the qualities of the cross in history, of the blood and the flesh being ripped off his body and Jesus dying. We deny that Jesus is dying in the making present of his single sacrifice. We deny the bloody mode of that reality, but we at the same time affirm the reality, because that is what has been revealed to us, that the reality can be made present without the sensible qualities of that reality, which is confined to the past, namely the shedding of his blood, the death of Jesus, the flesh being ripped off of his body, the pain that he endures. All of those aspects of the sacrifice are restricted in the past, but there's this trans-temporal dimension of the single sacrifice of Christ that the author of Hebrews tells us is made present in the heavenly sanctuary. And we believe as Catholics that the Mass is simply a participation in that heavenly liturgy to where the sacrifice of Christ is made present to us in an unbloody manner, like the author of Hebrews articulates. So hopefully that's helpful.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you so much. Hey, I want to thank the folks who picked up the phone and called 888-291-8000. We're starting off pretty good here with our quarterly pledge drive. Every 3 months we come to you and ask you to help us to fund this program, to keep it on the air, to be able to share it with folks around the world. Let me just run through again. We've got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. If people keep picking up the phone like they did in that first few minutes. I mean, right away, seven people just picked up the phone and called. Then we'll have more time to let Carlo do his work that he loves to do, answer questions about the Catholic faith. $15,000, anybody, any amount, 888-291-8000. You are matched dollar for dollar. If you are new, if you're a new donor, if you've never given to Catholic Answers before, it's double match. We will double it. We have a donor who will double it. So now your $100 becomes $300 to us. So if you're a new donor to Catholic Answers, today is the day to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. Also, if you're able to make a pledge of $500 or more, then that also will be double matched. We have a donor, a very generous donor, willing to double match all gifts $500 or more. So that, again, if you gave $500, that would become $1,500 to us. The number to call is 888-291-8000. When you call, you'll be talking to one of our colleagues right here in the building with us. But you don't have to dial the phone. If you want to just do it on your computer or your phone, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Same match, same place. It all goes to the same place, whether you call 888-291-8000 or if you go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now in the studio with us, President of Catholic Answers, Chris Check.
Cy Kellett.
Hello,
the
Chris.
The phone number to call to give to Catholic Answers Live today is 888-291-8000. My friends, this is an ideal time to call because there are 15 lines open. And when you call, you will get to talk to, there are still 15 lines open. So maybe I need to give the number again. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. When you call, you get to talk to a real live Catholic Answers employee. Who will answer any questions you have about the apostolate and take your very generous gift. Cy, 888-291-8000. Cy, we are at a very exciting time in the history of the Church. I don't know if you're aware of this. In the wake of the conclave, by a hundredfold or more, the search online in Google, how do I become a Catholic?
Wow.
Just increases dramatically.
We got to be there to answer that question.
Catholic.com. Traffic to us picked up. And of course, as you know, 12 lines open. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. My friends, there are so many souls right now who are searching, as you, listeners, many of you have searched, either in coming into the Church or coming back to the Church or in deepening your relationship with Jesus Christ, as this show has helped you to do. 888-291-8000. 11 lines open. Thank you very much. Please keep calling. Let's fill up all these lines, my friends. 888-291-8000. Cy, what was I saying? I was saying there are so many souls searching right now for the truth. It's manifest. People you talk to, they're online. They're caught up in all kinds of horrible distractions. Now, here's what's going to happen, my friends. They're going to be searching, and they're going to be led to some, they're going to be distracted by some falsehood, or they are not going to find the truth or whatever it is, because what would happen if all of a sudden Catholic Answers Live stopped? And the kinds of clear and charitable and joyful answers that you get on this program, delivered not with any compromise, but with that joyful heart that so much marks the voice of Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000. What if all that just stopped at this moment in history, Cy, when so many souls are searching? We have 5 lines active. We have 11 open. Folks, every single one of you has been deeply touched by this program. Now, my question to you is this something that you want for others? Or do you just want to keep it for yourself? Do you want to just have it be that light under, right? I think it's in the,
under
it's
the,
in the Bible.
Barrel. Yeah.
Yes. under the bushel. Well, the Holy Spirit is asking you to cooperate with him. He's giving you a prompt. The action of the Holy Spirit in your life is something that you should be thinking about all the time, because there he is, he's acting. And right now, the Holy Spirit is acting in your life, and he's giving you an opportunity to say, look, Cy Kellett, he's a very talented radio host. Tim Staples, he is a brilliant apologist. Carla Broussard, there's nobody knows the Summa front and back the way this guy does. I'm never going to have that skill, right? Meet Chris Chick, I'm never going to have that skill. And many of you listening, probably never. But six lines active. Thank you. 888-291-8000. But every single one of us can support this work. And my friends, I know that no one's going to come up to you, maybe not on this side of the veil. Maybe they will. I don't know. And they're going to say, because of you, I became a Catholic. Or because of you, I came back into the Catholic Church. But countless souls, I assure you, on the other side of the veil, they're going to come up to you and they're going to say, thank you for supporting Catholic Answers Live because of your generosity. You kept Carlo on the air. You kept Cy on the air. Seven active calls. Thank you. 888-291-1000. Okay, Cy, I'm sorry. I kind of went on there, but we need people to call.
It was two of us, Carlo and I. We got seven people to call, and then you came in all by yourself and got seven people to call. So I actually just keep talking, Chris. Just keep going. We don't need you to leave.
My friends, if I asked you, if I said you, if you wrote a check for $1,000 and one person became a Catholic, right? What would you say? You would say that is
deal.
That is a whale of a deal.
Right.
That is $1,000 and one person becomes a Catholic. The fact is, you give eight lines full. Thank
Bragger.
You. Yeah.
Bragger.
Right. 888-2. I know that we can get you at least two, right?
Yeah, two souls.
Yes. Right.
You get two
Actually,
souls.
We're going to get you hundreds. Your gift is going to be transformed in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to take your gift. This is what he does. This is his specialty.
This is what he does.
This is his specialty. And he is going to work it through the talent and the, you know, really the talent of Carlo and the knowledge of Carlo. That's part of it. But mostly what the Holy Spirit is working with, he's working with Carlo's yes. Carlo said yes to the Holy Spirit a decade or more ago when he could have been a famous accordionist. And by the way, there are such people. Sorry.
And he could have.
He was an extremely talented performer and musician and about to record on a major label. And he left all that behind. Why? Because he wanted to spread the gospel and he wanted to tell people the fullness of the truth. 888-291-1000. So Carlo said yes. And because he said yes, God has richly blessed his yes. And yes, he's got the talent. He's put in the study. There's nobody who's put in the study the way Carlo has. But it's the yes that the Holy Spirit blesses, and he's going to bless your yes. 888-291-1000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Let's get some $1,000 gifts. It's so easy. And they're going to get, if it's a new $1,000 gift, it's going to get tripled.
Match twice, so it's tripled,
yeah,
tripled.
Yes. So
right.
If you've never given to us, and you write a check for $1,000 or $5,000, it will be tripled. So $5,000, you've never given us $5,000, that's $15,000. What a deal. Look. Only nine lines open. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. I think we better let Carlo answer a question.
Can I ask the question?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you got a question
for
him?
No, there's people on the line.
Yeah.
Carlo, how long ago was it that you set down your... I mean, I know you haven't set down your accordion there, but you gave up a very, very profitable career as a musician.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, I gave it up when I was about 20, and that's
so about 5 years ago.
No, it was long because he had hair then.
Yes.
So.
That's right. I had curly hair. You better believe it, with hairspray and gel and all, my friends. So I gave it up about 20, and that's when I began my pursuit of formal training in theology with the dream of one day being a Catholic apologist. And thanks be to God and his providence, I've been able to live that dream, and I've been able to live that dream only because of the generous financial support of donors like everyone who is listening right now. And thanks be to God that donors continue to support Catholic Answers so that I could support my wife and five kids. Because without Catholic Answers, I don't know what I'd be doing. I sure as heck can't be digging ditches, because these non-calloused hands would not do well with that.
Actually, you all have seen Carl.
I am
He's pretty
super
ripped.
Grateful.
He could do anything.
So triple that. That's 888-291-8000 to continue the work of Catholic Answers, because, Ball, as you said, this work cannot stop. And so if people listening right now want this work to continue, 888-291-8000. And you know what else, Chris, you were mentioning, that people on the other side of the veil will come up to people who call in and make their financial pledge. And I know for sure it will happen because I'm on the road speaking on behalf of Catholic Answers, and I encounter people all the time. When I go to an event, at a minimum, 6 to 10 people will come up and say, Catholic Answers Live was extremely influential in my conversion. Please tell them thank you. Well, folks, listening right now, you are listening, 888-291-8000, give us a call, make your financial pledge, and I promise you, those very people are thanking you. They're thanking past donors for keeping Catholic Answers on the live, and they will thank you on the other side of the veil for keeping Catholic Answers live, live.
888-291-8000. I got to say, with Chris and Carlo here, I'm pretty excited because we are easily going to make this match if we keep this up this hour. And I'll be honest with you.
Don't tell them it's going to be easy.
It's going to be so hard. We need thousands of people to call up and make thousands of dollars. Yeah, well, we got a ways to go. But I'll tell you when we get back. That was a very good half hour. The best opening of a pledge drive we've had in a long time. 888-291-8000. Why do Catholics pray to dead people, bow to statues, venerate relics? And where do we find any of this stuff in the Bible? In the delightful book, The Saints Pray for You, Dr. Carla Broussard convincingly defends the ancient Christian belief rooted in Scripture that the saints care for us, that they're our allies. Order your copy of The Saints Pray for You today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Why We're Catholic is the one book you can hand to anyone to invite them into or back to the Catholic faith. With more than 400,000 copies sold, Trent Horn's book has had a number one ranking on Amazon.com for 5 years running. Now available in softcover, bulk cases, ebook, and on Audible. Find out what the excitement is all about. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic at shop.catholic.com or visit whywearecatholic.com.
We hope that one of the things that we communicate here at Catholic Answers Live is that our Catholic faith allows us to be fully serious about all the problems we encounter in the church and in the world, but it also lets us have light hearts and maybe even mix in a bit of fun, and that is exactly what our good friend Joe Heschmeyer does in his popular podcast, Shameless Popery. You should check it out at shamelessjoe.com. Joe's got a deep grasp of the faith, of morals, the teachings of the church, all that. But he's also got a witty conversational style. He entertains and he informs. But you will leave equipped to better answer the most common challenges, misconceptions, and questions about the Catholic faith. He's got insightful guests. He does on-air debates. And he takes a close look into all the things that you want to know about as a Catholic living today. You'll walk away knowledgeable and filled with joy. Look for Joe on his YouTube channel. Check him out at shamelessjoe.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, become a patron. Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live, $6,335. That's how much of the match we've got left. That's good news. This is just fantastic news. That means we had an extraordinary first half hour of this pledge drive. We keep that up for 3 days. We will be in good shape being funded through the summer. That's the way it works here. We try to be funded for the next 3 months. And people are gracious and make that possible. Right now, we've still got that match on. So if you are, whatever amount you give, 888-291-8000. Everybody's getting the dollar-for-dollar match. Everybody's getting the dollar-for-dollar match. 888-291-8000. If you're a new donor, if you've never given before, there's two matches. Two different donors will match your donation. So your money gets tripled. So say you gave $1,000. That becomes $3,000. And there, I said new donor, but there's also, so I got crossed myself up there. New donors tripled. Also, anyone who gives $500 or more today will also be tripled by our generous donors. 888-291-8000. I have not very much said the website. I want to give it out more. Maybe you want to go on your phone. It's optimized for your phone or computer. When you go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, you can get it done in about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It goes exactly the same place as the phone goes. I just, Jesus in Texas just gave $1,500. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Beautiful.
And that is matched twice. So we're very, very grateful for that, Jesus. We can do it. We can do it this hour. Let's let Carlo do some work, though. Let's go to our friend Ansley in South Carolina. Ansley, welcome back again.
Hey,
did you put the phone down, Ansley? It seemed like you had to run to the phone that time. Hi, Ansley. I'm glad that you are here. You have a question for Dr. Broussard?
Yes, so I have a gigantic religion final basically tomorrow.
Oh, he is the guy to call. This is perfect. Book. You have a religion final. As a matter of fact, anybody having a religion final tomorrow, that's what Dr. Broussard wants to do. All right, Ansley, go ahead. What do you got on the religion final? Is it a hard one?
Yes, very much.
Okay.
So there's a part that's a little confusing. So what's the difference between sanctifying grace and actual grace?
All right, let me ask you this. Did you do the reading? Ansley?
Yes.
You did. Oh, okay. Very good. Then we'll give you an answer. Go ahead, Dr. Broussard.
All right, Ansley. It's a great question. In fact, my own students were prompting me with their essay questions over the past 2 weeks getting ready for their final as well. So I'm very familiar with the tactic. Ansley, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, you might want to check it out in paragraph 2000 and the surrounding paragraphs. The Catechism explains what sanctifying grace is, and that can be contrasted with actual grace, okay? So let's start with sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is a quality of the soul that God creates and brings about and infuses within us. It's also described as habitual grace. It's a habit, an abiding disposition of our soul, a readiness, you might say. That's a good way to understand it. A readiness to engage in supernatural action like faith, hope, and charity. So think of a martial artist. A martial artist is ready. They've trained so much, it's just natural to them to be able to engage in martial arts or kung fu or something, right? They have a readiness to engage in that sort of defense and fight. Sanctifying grace, similarly, by way of analogy, is a spiritual readiness. A spiritual readiness, Ansley, that equips us to be able to easily and quickly engage in supernatural behaviors, like believing in God, faith, trusting in God, hope, loving God and neighbor, charity. That's what sanctifying grace is, this abiding quality of the soul that gets us spiritually ready to engage in the supernatural actions. Contrast that with actual grace. Actual grace, Ansley, is a non-abiding help that God gives us. So it's not like it's not a quality of the soul that's dwelling in there perpetually. It's a temporary, an instant of a help where God gives us a grace to, say, enlighten the mind, where I come to think of an idea about truth or come to know some truth. Just it's infused in my mind, a temporary help. Or my will is moved by God temporarily to want to desire. I start desiring a good thing. I desire repentance. I desire to go to Mass. I desire to pray the rosary. I desire to read the Bible at an instant. It's a temporary, instantaneous help that God gives us to know the truth and to live in accord with that truth. And so hopefully, Ansley, you can see the difference between the two. Sanctifying grace, habit. It's dwelling in the soul. It's there perpetually, getting you ready to perform supernatural actions. Actual grace, it's a temporary, instantaneous help that God gives us to do supernatural stuff. What do you think, Ansley? Is that helpful?
I think that helps. that helps a lot.
We'll find out if you pass. If you don't pass, call back, and we'll give you your money back for the call.
Good luck. Good luck, Ansley, and may God be with you on your final.
Ansley, thank you so much. It's always so nice when you call. So lots of people have given this hour. So far, we've still got 25 minutes left in the hour, and it's been really a lovely hour. There's still plenty of match money left. So if you want to make your pledge in any amount until we use up that $15,000, every pledge is matched dollar for dollar at 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I haven't talked about the premiums, Carlos, so I'm going to do that. But Chris Check was telling us this is a golden time, and it really is in many ways. It just seems that there's an openness and awareness, a desire for what the Catholic Church offers. Not everybody knows that it's the Catholic Church that they're longing for, but we're trying to help them. And you can help us to stay on the air and continue to do that for 3 more months. This system we've got here of asking you to support us quarterly has been almost 30 years it's worked. So we just need you to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. And I really don't know how middle school religion students can pass their classes without this show, too. So you're going to need to support it to help the middle school. What do you think, Carlo?
Cy, you just hit the nail on the head, brother. And this exchange with Ansley that we just had provides reason for radio in particular to continue Catholic radio over and above and along with, of course, podcasting.
Yeah.
Because if in a podcast-only world, you would not have had Ansley be able to get such an immediate answer to her question, whether it's for her final or just whether it's for knowledge, right?
Right.
And she has the burning question that she wants the answer to. In a podcast-only world, you can't get that sort of immediate answer to really what's bugging you and the question that you have. But with Catholic radio, Ansley's able to call in, ask her question live, and get that immediate help that she needs right here and right now, as opposed to hopefully stumbling upon the answer later in her life as she's listening to podcasts. With Catholic radio, she got the answer. And for everybody else who calls in, Cy, 888-291-8000 to make your pledge, that number and that pledge will continue to provide the help for people like Ansley and everybody else that's calling, having burning questions that they need answers to right now. And they ain't got time to happen to find some podcast in this whole world of podcasting.
Right.
Catholic radio is the answer to that.
888-291-8000. The other thing I love about Ansley when she calls, and a lot of young people are like this. We've made good friends, radio friends, with lots of young people over the years. And how many adults are listening who have no idea what the difference between actual and sanctifying grace is? I don't want to say that I know any of them personally, but I was like, oh, I forgot all of this when Ansley called. Like, Ansley asked a question that I wouldn't have even remembered to have asked. So that's
one of the... I'm sure there's many Catholic adults out there for whom Sister taught them that they just can't remember.
Yes.
So Ansley's question allows for that refresher course, right?
Yeah.
But for that to keep happening, Cy, people got to call 888-291-8000 and make their financial pledge, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We have to stay on the air. Catholic Answers Ministry has to continue. It cannot stop.
Still got a ways to go this hour, but we can make it the best opening hour we've had in ages here at Catholic Answers Live. Help us be fully funded for the next 3 months. I said I would share with you the premiums that we have this time. Anybody who comes in at the $50 level or more will get the new book, God's Wounds: The Remarkable Truth of Those Who Bore the Signs of Christ's Passion. It's about, of course, the stigmata. We would love to send it to you. Any gift of $50 or more, and we will send that to you. For $200 or more, we will add this book. You'll get that one, but we'll add The Soul of Apologetics, A Spiritual Companion for Defenders of the Faith. That's from both of those are from Catholic Answers Press. We'd love to give them to you. Pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000. Let's get some more folks on the line with Carlo, but we have to take a very quick break, and then we'll get more questions for Carlo right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live. One of the biggest mistakes a Christian can make is to try to do good without God's help. Saint Therese said, when we trust only ourselves and not God, our soul becomes incapable of virtue. Her remedy? Works of charity. And the greatest work of charity is to share the gospel. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we encourage you to share the gospel with someone who doesn't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Dr. Carla Broussard is our guest. We're under $5,000 to raise this hour to reach that match, $15,000 match that we had. Less than $5,000 to go. Can you pick up the phone and maybe you could make a $500 pledge. Maybe you could make a $1,000 pledge. Maybe you're one of those people who could make a $5,000 pledge. If at $5,000, you become a member of one of our highest giving societies here, one of our giving communities, and all kinds of benefits come with that. So if you do call and say, I want to use up the last $5,000 of that match, ask them, what are the benefits that come with giving at that level? 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. So many people on the phone lines, and I'm going to get to as many as I possibly can. But you know what we always say? If you come into the studio, you go to the front of the line. And Mary from Alabama is here with us. Mary, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Traveled all the way from Birmingham,
yes,
Alabama.
Yes.
The home of Catholic media.
Yes.
Just to visit us here.
12 minutes from my door.
Wow. Oh, they want you to get a little closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Mary, thank you very much for coming in. Have you ever visited Irondale? And
I go out there for confession. I take full advantage.
So who would you say is better, us or EWTN? I don't want to put you on the spot, but
it's pretty close.
Okay, pretty close. Well, I'll take that. I don't want to know any more than
I found you through EWTN.
I know they are wonderful. Yes. At EWTN.
Yes.
You got a question for Dr. Broussard?
I do. I hear something stated that I want to be able to defend, because I want to be able to say it. The Catholic Church is the oldest governance body in the world. Is it true? Okay. And how can I defend that?
All right. Great question. First of all, let me just say, Mary, that I have a great affection for EWTN and Mother Angelica. So I'm a bit jealous that you're only 12 minutes away from where Mother Angelica was working. And I have a great deep affection for her. So with regard to your question, well, to defend that is to, first of all, ask the question, is there any governing body that's older than the 1,995-year-old governing body of the Catholic Church? Because in the Catholic Church, we have what we call the magisterium, a body of teaching officials, and that's the Bishop of Rome and all of the bishops in union with the Bishop of Rome. And those bishops have historical continuity in their succession, particularly with the Bishop of Rome, all the way back to Peter and the Apostles, when Jesus called them to be leaders of the new Israel of God in about AD 30 or AD 31. Whenever we want to put the start of the apostles being leaders, or let's just say with the birthday of the church, and let's run with that, and that would have been AD 33, so we're looking at 1,992 years old governing body of the Catholic Church. So the key question now, Mary, is going to be, is there any other governing body that is older than that, that has continued to exist? I am not aware of any governing body older than that. If you do like just a basic Google search of the oldest governing body, you'll get an answer of Iceland's national parliament is the oldest surviving parliament dating back to 930. Well, guess what? That's AD. That's after Christ. That's not before Christ. And so what you have there is something dating back to 930. But we're going way back even before that. And so that's how we would begin to defend that claim. We establish the historicity of the Catholic Church dating back to Christ and the apostles, which is almost 2,000 years old, technically speaking. And then seeing that there are no other governing bodies that are that old in a continual succession, then we're able to conclude that the Catholic Church, in particular, the magisterium, is the oldest governing body in history.
What do you think?
Or in the world,
I think it
presently.
Really shows how human institutions fail.
Oh,
that's right. Institutions that do not have the divine guidance and protection, absolutely. And I think we can all agree, if the leaders of the Catholic Church throughout history were not divinely protected, we'd be a done deal.
Yeah, it's just too many times that it shouldn't have survived.
Exactly.
That it did.
Right. And you know, Mary, this gets to what we call in theology the indefectibility of the church. So we often talk about infallibility, right? And that refers to the church's teachings, official teachings that are binding on the consciences of Catholics, being without error. But indefectibility is another gift that's been promised to the church, and that refers to the perpetuity of the church, that the church will exist for all ages from the time of Christ until the end of the age, until the second coming of Christ. That is the institutional church. The church as the body of Christ and the communion of saints will forever be, but the visible dimension of the church, the governing body in the church, who are successors to the apostles, that will be present until the end of time when Christ comes again, and then we'll just have Jesus with us and we won't need the governing body anymore.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Mary,
like a good deal.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's nice to
absolutely,
meet both you
absolutely.
And your husband.
If you need anything in Alabama, you let me know.
All right, Mary. Thank you for your question.
All
God
right.
bless you.
God bless you all.
I would like to congratulate the people of Iceland, though. You're half as old as the Catholic Church. Congratulations on that, people of Iceland. Nice
and
work.
Maybe Google's AI was missing a body.
No, don't
body,
say it.
Perhaps.
Don't know. Mary, we have set up an elaborate obstacle course designed to break your leg on the way out. Good luck trying to get out of this studio today.
Thank you very much.
The number is 888-291-8000 if you'd like to call and make your pledge. We're taking questions. We're doing our usual work, but we still have just about $3,000 left in match money for this hour.
Well, somebody can write that $3,000 check and get the match. Somebody can do that, Si.
They
definitely.
Can. They can, yeah. But I should say that the other matches, the match for new donors and the match for anyone who gives in any amount, $500 or more, those don't go away. It's just that we have our hourly matches in addition to those.
And so, isn't that amazing, Si, that people can actually experience the multiplication of goods like Jesus did with the fish and the loaves? I'm sure everybody has watched The Chosen. Just remember, right? You remember the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes.
I remember it from the book.
Multiplied
I read
right
the
now.
Book, Carlo. I don't need the movie. I read the book.
I'm trying to resonate with the people
you
who
are man.
Listening.
Nobody
man.
Resonates like you resonate. Hey, there's 16 lines open right now. Pick up the phone and call. Let's you know what? Let's bring it all the way in. We got 12 minutes left in this hour. It has been the best opening hour of a pledge drive in a very long time. Can you help us use up that match right now? 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let Carlo go back to answering questions. 888-291-8000 is the number you can call to use up that match at this very moment. 16 lines open. And those are all of our colleagues right here in the building with us. Let's go to old friend Aaron Hastings. Aaron in Hastings, Michigan, watching on YouTube. Aaron, we made you wait because we were jabbering so much, but thanks for waiting.
Oh, you're fine. My question is, how does 1 Timothy 2:5 have to do with the Pope, where it says there's one mediator between God and man?
Mm-hmm. So what is your question exactly with regard to how does the Pope relate? Like, are you asking how is it that the ministry of the Pope does not take away from Jesus as the one mediator? Or to state it differently, how does the ministry of the Pope fit with this biblical passage? Is that basically the question?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I would say, Aaron, the same way in which me communicating knowledge to you fits with that passage. So right now, I am in some form or fashion acting as a mediator, a go-between God and your intellect, Aaron. God doesn't need me to give you the knowledge or the answer to your question. But yet God has willed it in this order of providence that I be a mediator for that knowledge, that I be one who can be a real cause of knowledge in your mind to answer this question. And that, Aaron, doesn't take away from Jesus as the unique mediator between God and man, but rather in some way participates in it. So too, the ministry of the Pope, insofar as it's given to us by Christ, it's a divinely constituted office, starting with Peter, so we claim and argue, and we would have to defend that, but that's the claim. And so it follows from that, that the ministry of the Pope to govern Christ's flock here on earth as the universal shepherd, to teach us God's truth, it's not going to take away from Christ's unique mediation, but is going to participate in it. So remember, Aaron, Jesus is the ultimate shepherd, but yet he tells Peter to shepherd and feed his sheep in John 21, 15 through 17. So that's a form of mediation, and it's in Jesus, the one shepherd, not apart from him. Jesus is the ultimate foundation, absolutely. But yet he makes Peter the rock of his church in Matthew 16, 18 to participate in Jesus, who is ultimately the foundation. And so the papal ministry participates in the unique mediation of Christ. It does not take away from it. And so that's how I would begin to articulate how the papal role, the papal ministry, can fit with Jesus as the one mediator. And to state it differently, the bottom line is this, Aaron. When Paul says Jesus is the one mediator between God and man, he is not excluding any and all forms of mediation for other people than Jesus. Rather, what he's articulating is there is no way that we're going to get to the Father except through Jesus. That's the bottom line. Jesus is the new mediator of the new covenant, in contrast to Moses, who was the mediator of the old covenant. And it's on account of Christ's unique mediation that we are saved, we can be justified, and we have access to the throne of God the Father. That's the kind of mediation that Paul is getting at. He is not excluding any and all forms of mediation by other people other than Jesus, because all those who do mediate on behalf of God and people in some way are doing so in and through the unique mediation of Jesus.
I'm going to say thanks very much, Aaron, for that. I think we might be able to, get another caller on with Dr. Broussard before we have to go, but it takes $225,000 roughly, and that is an extremely small amount of money when you consider what media usually costs. To do all of these radio programs that we do, all the podcasting that comes out of this programming, all the social media posts that are made from the content of this programming that reach thousands and thousands of people all over the world in media that we, frankly, sometimes we're surprised that we didn't even know we were on that media, because we give it all away free. People can do whatever they want with it to try to build up the body of Christ. And we've had a really good opening hour. We're going to need to have 6 good hours to be fully funded, but we have match money left this hour. But I just want to mention that $225,000, because we've got a long way to go, but we're in great shape after the first hour. Robert from Colorado, thank you for a $500 gift. Robbie in Victoria, Texas, thank you for a $1,000 gift.
Wow, that's awesome. Absolutely.
Just wonderful. And let me, we're getting close. We're getting close to being, but let's just go above and beyond, because the better we can do today. First of all, let me put it this way. The phones are going to be really busy on the last day of this pledge drive. It's just human nature. People wait till the last day to call. There's 15 lines open right now. If we can use up this match in the last about minute and a half that we have here, and in the meantime, put those folks to work here, then you won't have to call when the lines are busy and when everybody is trying to get through on Thursday. So 16 lines open right now, 888-291-8000. I would love to come back. Now, I hope I didn't speak too soon and say we're in great shape. I would love to come back next hour and be able to say, hey, we met the match. But I don't know that right now at this moment. I don't. I'm sure we're very close, but we need your help. 888-291-8000. Dr. Carla Broussard, you have just been a great guest this hour, and I appreciate what you had to say about radio, the importance of radio.
Yes, thanks for having me. I just want to thank everyone who has called in this first hour to make their financial pledge at 888-291-8000. But I also want to exhort and encourage and invite people who haven't called in to call in now at 888-291-8000. Because remember, our Lord said in Matthew 5:42, Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. We're begging. And Jesus said, give. And so if you can call in at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your financial pledge, we would greatly appreciate it. And we say please and we say thank you.
I feel like maybe I blew it by being – look, I always say we try to be honest with you. We try to – and this was a great hour. But there's $623 of match money. Could somebody –
Somebody can call in with those lines open.
Could one person just pick up the phone and take care of that $623 – for us. It'll
Please.
Be triple matched right now. 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. After I said we're doing great, the phones kind of died on me the last few minutes there. I'm never going to lie to you. I'm always going to tell you the truth. $623. Can you make that call right now? 888-291-8000. Back for another hour of great questions and great answers because Tim Staples will be here right after this on Catholic Answers Live.